VOA Africa.
From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Bob Doty reporting. U.S. inadvertently killed hostages in drone strike. A U.S. counterterrorism operation in January accidentally killed two hostages, one American aid worker and one Italian man held by Al-Qaeda on the Afghan-Pakistan border, the White House said. President Barack Obama personally apologized for the incident. American Warren Weinstein and Italian Giovanni Loporto had been working on aid projects in Pakistan. Mr. Obama reflected on the failed mission.
It is a cruel and bitter truth that in the fog of war generally, and our fight against terrorists specifically, mistakes, sometimes deadly mistakes, can occur. But one of the things that sets America apart from many other nations, one of the things that makes us exceptional, is our willingness to confront squarely our imperfections and to learn from our mistakes.
U.S. officials say Ahmed Farouk, an American whom the White House says was an Al-Qaeda leader, was also killed in the same operation. European Union leaders are considering a plan to resolve the continent's migrant shipwreck crisis by taking military action to destroy smugglers' boats in Africa so they cannot be used to ferry refugees. The heads of state of the 28 EU countries met in Brussels Thursday in the aftermath of last weekend's Mediterranean disaster, in which about 800 or more people drowned, with only 28 rescued when a migrant boat headed from Libya to Italy capsized. A draft EU statement called for an increase in funding for Europe's search and rescue operations. This is VOA News. Warplanes pounded Houthi rebels' targets in Yemen Thursday, 2 days after what was supposed to be the official end of the Saudi Arabia-led bombing campaign. Witnesses say the raids hit areas around the main southern port city of Aden. Saudi Arabia on Tuesday declared an end to the airstrikes, referred to as Decisive Storm. Hours later, coalition planes targeted rebel positions in Aden and the central city of Taiz. The rebels are believed to be supported by the Shiite government in Iran, which is reported to have sent a fleet of ships toward Yemen, ostensibly to assist the rebels. Defense Secretary Ashton Carter said Wednesday the United States is certainly concerned the fleet of Iranian cargo ships are carrying weapons for Shiite Houthi rebels. A new report suggests China believes North Korea may already have 20 nuclear warheads, a number which that is much higher than previous estimates. Chinese nuclear experts also believe Pyongyang could produce enough weapons-grade uranium to double its arsenal by next year, according to the Wall Street Journal. The paper says Beijing, a key ally of North Korea, relayed the information to United States nuclear specialists at a closed-door meeting in February. The Pentagon faces a significant challenge in trying to gain the trust of some American security firms, which at least publicly remained skeptical of U.S. spying activities following the intelligence leaks by ex-security contractor Edward Snowden. U.S. Defense Secretary Ashton Carter aims to begin rebuilding some of that confidence as he embarks on a three-day visit to California's Silicon Valley. Rob Pritchard, a cybersecurity specialist at the Royal United Services Institute, spoke with VOA on Thursday about restoring ties with tech companies.
We have to find a way to get them to cooperate whilst allowing them to communicate to their customers that their data is still secure and safe, and I think that's going to be quite difficult.
He says U.S. technology companies will have a particularly difficult time reassuring their customers who live overseas and therefore have less privacy protections than American citizens under U.S. law. 5 months after a nomination by U.S. President Barack Obama, Loretta Lynch is expected to finally be confirmed by the Senate as the nation's next attorney general Thursday. And a U.S. public opinion survey shows Republican Senator Marco Rubio leading the large group of hopefuls for the party's 2016 presidential nomination. A poll released Thursday by Quinnipiac University has the first-term lawmaker from Florida attracting 15% of registered Republican primary voters. I'm Bob Doty, reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.